WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Vice President Kamala Harris clearing a key hurdle today, securing enough votes in a virtual roll call with DNC delegates to have the nominee. Voting doesn't officially end until Monday, but Harris is already celebrating, thanking delegates in a phone call.
I will officially accept your nomination next week once the virtual voting period is closed. But already I'm happy to know that we have enough delegates to secure the nomination.
Harris also set to announce her pick for a running mate by Tuesday. Sentencing day is set for Hunter Biden, President Biden's son. He'll be sentenced for his 3-count felony conviction on November 13th, 1 week after the presidential election. Chevron announcing it's moving its headquarters from California to Houston, Texas. The oil company has been locked in a battle over climate change rules in the state. And the latest jobs report shows 114,000 hires in July, weaker than expected, and a sign of cooling economy as the Fed Reserve fights inflation. This is ABC.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to a press release, following a lengthy closed session discussion with legal counsel, the Sauk County Board voted to continue negotiations surrounding the potential sale of the Sauk County Health Care Center. Over the past week, rumors and misconceptions have dominated press accounts and conversations surrounding the potential transaction. In December of last year, the county board approved engaging a broker to assist with the potential sale of the health care center and required that any such sale would not impact the tremendous care the center's residents currently receive and the care that future residents would receive. For over 7 months, the county has been working on finding a purchaser willing to take over the health care center's operations and has been negotiating with the entity with the best overall proposal. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Clear and low in the mid-60s tonight. Sunny, hot, and humid in upper 80s for Saturday. Isolated showers and storms Sunday. High mid-80s, cooler 70s next week. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 89 degrees. 99.7.
And wash the palate clean. We can't begin. inside me. I see your face.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you is after 5 p.m. We've got you all caught up on the news and weather. Let's get back into the music. The weekend is here with Meredith Burks on Max FM.
I hate the world today. You're so good to me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath. Innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried. You must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything. I'll roll into one. I'm a bitch. I'm a may mean you'll have to be a stronger man. Rest assured that when I start to make you nervous and I'm going to extremes, tomorrow I will change and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your hell, I'm your dream.
Max FM.
Oh,
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday night. I do not have any updates as of today where everything stands, but as of yesterday, Team USA had a big day at the Olympics. They extended their lead in the overall medal count and clawing their way back into the mix for golds. We won 7 more medals and 4 of them were golden yesterday. Simone Biles won the women's all-around gymnastics final and Suni Lee took bronze. Simone is the first American gymnast to win it more than once and the first ever to win 2 of them non-consecutively. Her last gold in the all-around came in 2016. She now has 9 Olympic medals, 6 of them being gold. In swimming, American Kate Douglas won her first gold in the 200-meter breaststroke. Reagan Smith won silver in the 200-meter butterfly. And Katie Ledecky snagged the 13th medal of her career with the silver in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. She is now the most decorated U.S. female Olympian of all time. Team USA also won a gold medal in rowing, and it's the first ever gold in team fencing with a win in women's foil. You know, so that's kind of amazing. So through day 6, which was yesterday, the U.S. led with 37 total medals, followed by France with 27, China 24, Great Britain 20, and Austria with 18. Now, we've jumped from 7th to 2nd in place with the gold medal count as of yesterday. China still led with 11, then Team USA had 9, and 8 each for France, Australia, and Japan. I had the Olympics on in the background here. I did not get to catch all the details, so I'm going to look at that and do some more homework for that over the weekend. Hopefully get to watch a little bit of volleyball. I have not had a lot of time to watch the Olympics, unfortunately, so hoping to maybe do that a little bit this weekend. It's supposed to be a little warm outside, so a little bit of a time to be inside with some AC, right? Speaking of more sports, we're going to have a look at that next. Amused by Billy Joel on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Jobs on the gridiron are up for grabs. Good evening. I'm Doug Russell with sports. It's the time of year where football players on the fringe are trying to do whatever they can to impress their coaches. One player in Green Bay that's stepping up is second-year safety Anthony Johnson Jr.
He's had an outstanding camp up to this point. I think it's a very competitive situation. He's made a huge jump, I would say, in my eyes, to this point from last season. Now, he's got to go out and do it as we get to some live bullets in terms of those preseason games, and so it'll be interesting to see how he does, but I'm excited for him.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, a week from tomorrow night, it's Green Bay's first preseason game at Cleveland. Coming up tonight, the Brewers are back in action at Washington. Frankie Montas makes his Brewers debut on the mound. He was a deadline deal acquisition from Cincinnati. He'll be opposed by the Nationals right-hander Jake Irvin. Game time is set for 5:45. A note, it can only be seen on Apple Plus, so no Bally Sports Wisconsin broadcast tonight. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7
Max FM.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You got the liquor, start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done, only the good die young. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you a line. The stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Quite enough information.
sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here's Prince on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Here is UB40 on Max FM.
Wise men say only fools rushing, but I ain't falling in love with
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday night. Have you ever wanted to break something like a computer or a TV? I have the deal for you. Go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. You cannot miss today's big deal of the day. You get 50% off a Disorderly Conduct Rage Room. $50 certificate is just yours for $25 today. Today only. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. Hurry over to MaxFMBigDeals.com while supplies last. Again, this is today and today only. No code required for a $50 certificate to the Disorderly Conduct Rage Room. For $25. What a great way to relieve some stress. And you know, you get to break some things. I have got to get my hands on one of these. Coming up, we will have an update on weather news by Foreigner on Max FM.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burgerfest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Clear and low in the mid-60s tonight. Sunny, hot, and humid in upper 80s for Saturday. Isolated showers and storms Sunday. High mid-80s, cooler 70s next week. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 89 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there and Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. American kids doing best they can.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Steve Graham hanging out with you on Friday night. I was wondering why I was yawning. Then I remembered I was in here a little after 2:30 this morning because we had a little bit of an issue. Well, I decided to bring the dog along with me because I knew he was going to be a little stinker if I left him home. So, yeah, he was helping as well. He is sound asleep behind me right now. So if you hear snoring, it's him, not me. Here's Phil Bailey and Phil Collins on Max FM.
She's a kind.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM. Shut up!